Today, we're covering the top 7 fascinating facts about Tony Hinchcliffe, a prominent figure in roast comedy and podcasting. Welcome to Cliff Notes 7 to Know. I'm Cliff Notes, where you'll learn 7 facts about Tony Hinchcliffe. All right, let's get into it. First things first, here's the deal. We'll keep it simple, sharp, and memorable. Tony's tales teach tantalizing truths. Time to tackle them together. Fact number 1. Tony Hinchcliffe is an American comedian known for roast comedy and dark humor. In simpler terms, sharp insults and satire are his toolkit. He honed them writing for major roasts and in specials like One Shot. Test question. What type of comedy is Tony Hinchcliffe known for? Correct answer, roast comedy. Memory aid. Tony's roasting boasts the most. Let's move right along to fact number 2. Since 2013, he has hosted the live podcast Kill Tony, featuring one-minute sets from amateur comedians and panel critiques. It started at the Comedy Store and grew with co-host Brian Redban and rotating guests. Think about it this way, a real-time workshop that's unpredictable by design. Test question. What is the name of Tony Hinchcliffe's live podcast that started in 2013? Correct answer, Kill Tony. Memory aid, Kill Tony, the show that's never phony. Now let's shift gears to fact number 3. He worked his way up at the Comedy Store, from the phones and cover booth to paid regular status, and then opened on tour for Joe Rogan and Jeff Ross. Here's the key point. That club was his launchpad, and those mentors expanded his audience. Test question. Where did Tony Hinchcliffe start his comedy career? Correct answer, the Comedy Store. Memory aid. The Comedy Store was his career core. On to fact number 4. Hinchcliffe has written for Comedy Central roasts, including the roasts of James Franco, Justin Bieber, and Rob Lowe. He even crafted sets for Martha Stewart and Ann Coulter. From a practical angle, that's high-stakes joke architecture, matching voice, timing, and bite. Test question. Which network's roasts has Tony Hinchcliffe written for? Correct answer, Comedy Central. Memory aid, Comedy Central, Tony's roast credential. All right, next up, fact number 5. His Netflix special One Shot, released in 2016, was filmed in a single unbroken take. Here's where it gets interesting. No edits meant total confidence in pacing and crowd work. Test question. What was unique about Tony Hinchcliffe's Netflix special One Shot? Correct answer, filmed in a single take. Memory aid. One shot, one take, no fake. Let's keep it going with fact number 6. In May 2021, during a set in Austin, he used an anti-Asian slur toward comedian Peng Dang. The clip went viral, and he faced professional fallout, including being dropped by WME and venue cancellations. Let's clarify, it highlighted the risky line in roast style when audience perception shifts. Test question, what month and year did the Peng Dang incident occur? Correct answer, May 2021. Memory aid. May 21, Tony's fallout begun. And the 7th and final fact. In October 2024, he performed at a Donald Trump rally at Madison Square Garden. His jokes about Puerto Rico and other groups drew wide criticism, and the campaign distanced itself afterward. The big idea is that comedy and politics can collide in ways that turn bits into headlines. Test question. Where did Tony Hinchcliffe perform in October 2024? Correct answer, Madison Square Garden. Memory aid, Madison Square, Tony's daring affair. Quick recap time. Let's roll through this in rapid fire. Number 1. What type of comedy is Tony Hinchcliffe known for? Correct answer, roast comedy. Number 2. What is the name of Tony Hinchcliffe's live podcast that started in 2013? Correct answer, Kill Tony. Number 3. Where did Tony Hinchcliffe start his comedy career? Correct answer, the Comedy Store. Number 4. Which network's roasts has Tony Hinchcliffe written for? Correct answer, Comedy Central. Number 5. What was unique about Tony Hinchcliffe's Netflix special one-shot? Correct answer, filmed in a single take. Number 6. What month and year did the Peng Dang incident occur? Correct answer, May 2021. Number 7. Where did Tony Hinchcliffe perform in October 2024? Correct answer, Madison Square Garden. You've got the top 7 facts down. What matters most is steady recall and clear context. You're more than ready to ace that exam, so stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. That's it for today. Keep this fresh in your mind.